Yeah, ma'am. So you were saying the challenges that you know the 4-year program will
Yeah,
have.
these are the challenges.
Yeah,
Then
right.
how to continue? In Assam University, they are conducting BSc BEd. In the university itself, in the education department, they are conducting BSc BEd since last few years.
Okay.
But they also do not have the syllabus for BA BEd or BCom BEd or something like that,
Okay.
which we are willing to start because for the arts segment, we can start soon because that do not require laboratory and all.
Right, got it.
But they are not preparing the syllabus. That is the thing.
Right. And
So
ma'am,
these are the problems.
do you think that it will lead to improving the quality of teachers across all levels?
See, from whatever I have seen in our university, actually I worked there for 8 months as a guest faculty as well. In the year 2018, there I took classes for this BSc BEd, MEd, and other departments, other streams. So what I have seen in BSc BEd, the BEd component is basically very much diluted because students are more concerned about their honors paper and all. So they do not give much importance to the BEd component. So I feel it may happen that the BEd component will become totally diluted.
So ma'am, what do you think the 2-year BEd should be offered, or you know, they're talking about it being composite. What do you feel about it?
I think it should remain as it is now.
Okay.
The 2-year BEd component, yes, they can introduce other that is components in this particular course only. They can improve this. There are a lot of scopes for improvement, but the thing is that I think this independent BEd course should also be there.
The 2 year.
2 year,
Okay.
or even if needed, 1 year.
Okay.
For those who have already done maybe DLED or any other teacher training related course.
Right. And ma'am, just one last big question, because you know, we are, you know, all of this is right in between COVID. A new education policy came between COVID. So how has your institution, you know, been functioning during COVID period? What has worked well? What has not worked well for you, your students, your staff during COVID?
Yes, so the first lockdown, which happened in the month of March last year, at that time, most of us were totally unaware of this online classes or handling a laptop or taking classes through Google Meet and all this. We were totally unprepared, and I think even government was also unprepared. There was no clear guideline regarding virtual classes and all. So during that time, we faced a lot of problem. Even students were not prepared. For us teachers, it is not a very big deal to get us prepared, but for the students, it was really difficult at that time because it happened so suddenly. Then mostly we continued with Google Classroom during that time. But over a period of time, when we also attended many workshops, then seminars, etc., then we also had an idea as how to conduct all these things. Then we shifted to Google Meet. And then in the month of September, our college was reopened. From 21st September, the college got reopened. And then we continued offline classes.
So how also were you offline?
Not now. Up to 3rd May. Up to I think yes, 3rd May. Up to 3rd May, we continued offline classes this year. And from 4th May, we have again shifted to completely. We have this time we have prepared like timetable and everything. Like the regular offline classes, we have maintained everything, and we took classes up to this 31st of May, because from 1st June, summer vacation has started.
Right. And ma'am, did your students face any difficulties with respect to COVID? I mean, you know, in terms of, say, financial difficulty or medical difficulties?
Well, yes, because, you know, this COVID has posed financial difficulty to, I think, most of the families.
Right.
So this way they were a little bit affected while paying admission fee and all. This time we had to give some installment facilities and all, because the situation was not right for many students.
Right.
Also, some students face this technological, obstacles. Like they are located in such areas that there is no network connection, proper network connection. We have a student in my maths method class. I have a student who travels to his nearest primary school, and by sitting in that school, he is taking this Google classes
because of technology.
Yeah, because of network issue.
Okay. So, ma'am, overall, how has COVID affected your B.Ed. and D.L.Ed. program?
It affected a lot. You see, last year what happened, during this month of March, our students were supposed to go for this internship program, fourth semester internship. But what happened? They could go only for 2 weeks.
Right.
So after that, the schools were closed. So they had to finish their course without doing proper internship only.
Mm-hmm.
And the exam was taken in the micro teaching mode.
Oh, got it.
Yeah, the Assam University had no other option because students were pressurizing them like anything, because there were a lot of vacancies coming up. Without result, they cannot apply. So university had no other option but to conduct the fourth semester final exam in micro teaching mode.
Okay.
So that is how it was affected. And this year also, see, this is again fourth semester. And they were supposed to go to school now, but they are unable.
Right.
As schools are closed.
Schools are closed, yeah. Right.
And also the session got delayed. As the session got delayed, otherwise they could have gone. But the session was delayed in such a way that they appeared for their third semester exam in the month of April.
Oh, okay.
And from May, there is again closure of education institutions.
Right.
Again, I don't know what will happen, but this is whatever happening, this is not at all good for them as well and for us as well, because sometimes students also try to take advantage.
Yes.
So we are thankful that our exam was in offline mode at least.
Yeah, right.
So after our exam was over, then only there was spike in cases.
Right. So, yeah, that was good in one way.
Yeah.
Okay, ma'am.
Last year, so they didn't appear for the exam. That is second semester students. They got promoted.
Right.
On the basis of the assignments.
Right. But this year, at least you did have.
At least we could conduct this offline exam.
Right. Okay. Thank you so much, Anamika ma'am, for your time. This was...